Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. How would you feel if your plastic surgeon decided to throw in a little bonus without your consent?
That'd be cool, right? Like a little, like a rewards program.
Titan.
Like you want to take some of this off, like lipo?
Yeah, you would like that?
Put it somewhere else.
Why?
Well, I'm bringing this up is because actor Brooke Shields says a procedure on her lady bits was performed without her consent, and she doesn't like it.
Which bits? Does it rhyme with that?
She had a vaginal tightening procedure.
Oh, my God.
Performed without her knowledge when she was in her 40s. So this is what happened. Okay, so
is she complaining?
She is releasing her memoir, and she revealed all this, and so it's called Brooke Shields is Not Allowed to Get Old: Thoughts on Aging as a Woman. So in this memoir, she revealed back in her 40s she had a labia reduction surgery due to discomfort, bleeding, and chafing that she had to deal with since she was in high school. What's wrong?
Some rejuvenation.
No. So
you think about it, with her, she was what? Well, Blue Lagoon, how old was she?
Oh, my goodness.
She was naked in that. Real young. I forget, she started real young.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so
she going to talk about dating Michael Jackson in it? Because I think that was all just a PR thing anyway.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
In this memoir, she says that
like Webster was her son or something. It was weird.
Emmanuel?
Yeah, they'd carry him around like he's a baby.
At her post-op checkup, the surgeon informed her that he threw in a little twofer, and he performed a rejuvenation on her, which is a vaginal tightening procedure without her consent.
They probably did, you know, outright say it. He's like, I shaved a little off the sandwich, if you know what I'm saying.
Is that what he said?
You almost made me ruin all this equipment. I was spraying ginger ale everywhere.
They're about to upgrade it anyway, so.
Oh, I should have done it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So she felt like this was an invasion, as if somebody kind of raped her, some sort of thing. That
what was she in for? Does it say that?
Yeah, she said that she
she's getting her butthole bleached.
She had discomfort, bleeding, and chafing that she had dealt with since she was in high school, so she needed to get her labia reduced.
But
the other part was tightened.
I see.
Yes, and so
it's like getting a new garage door, but they actually built you a whole new garage.
Something like that.
I see.
But she thought that she was violated because of that, because it was something that she went in for. By the way, I decided to do this for you.
Well, she's like, well, what'd you do with the parts? It's like, we put a little cape on the cinnamon roll, if you know what I'm saying there. We didn't want to throw it all away. It's not all medical waste. We gave you some enhancements, some upgrades.
Hi, I'm Chris Enhancement.
Hi. Did you think you were coming in for non-labia tightening? Guess what? That's what you got.
You know, I remember when we invaded labia. It was in the 80s, I believe.
It's a hotbed of terrorist activity.
Yeah.
Activity for a long time. Activity.
It was.
What he said.
Activia.
Yeah, yes.
You want to eat some yogurt? Makes you go to the bathroom a lot. Activia. Hi, I'm Jamie Lee Curtis. Man, I'm stopped up.
I haven't taken the dump since the 80s.
I can't believe this is not yogurt.
I once got drop kicked in the gut by Arnold and still couldn't take a dump. Not until I found this Activia.
Activia.
Now I'll go on command.
That sucks. I'm trying to think of a male equivalent of, and I can't think of one. Like where I'd go
well,
in.
Well, if you got recircumcised, I guess. Or...
Again?
Yeah.
Like re?
That's the only thing I can think of it would be.
Yeah.
Made it prettier.
Or if they took a testicle or...
Or maybe they went in, you got you getting your tubes tied, and they tied them in a bow.
Oh.
Not just tied, but they made them look like origami or something.
Made a little kitty face.
Oh, man. And I shaved your tank while I was down there. So,
oh,
I mean,
nice.
We take tips if you're interested.
We took a little out of the bag. Shorted it up a little.
Gave you some lipo. Snip, snip. You look better.
Sir, your nuts look old.
We take tips. We also give you bigger ones, too.
Oh, my gosh.
We Botoxed your nuts, sir.
Okay. We gave you lipo and bigger breasts and a Botox.
You imagine being the cleaning person at a place like that.
We pinned your ears forward this time to make them look bigger.
Man, that trash can's
said
leaking.
Nobody.
You're bringing down the whole trash can's leaking. Man, I've been stepping in labia all morning.
Oh, my gosh.
What is on the floor?
Lawrence.
Did a worm sneak in here?
It's Lawrence
of labia.
He's an English guy.
Came to fight the Turkish.
Oh, boy.
What if you sang that during the procedure?
Oh, Lord.
Do you guys get it? Do you
he comes running down the hall. Emergency labia replasty. But it's like he risky business it. I can't verb that. Risky business is it. You know, slides
risky
down.
Business. All right. You mid-20s nurse's assistants get my joke here. Lawrence of Arabia.
So the big announcement for Bonnaroo is out. But it's...
No.
What? Are you okay?
It's one of those things where it's like Bonnaroo and the other one, Coachella, all these, like, Burning Man,
yeah.
And maybe shouldn't do Burning Man this
Rock
year.
Rock on the Range.
I have a friend that goes to Burning Man, and she loves it.
Isn't that where all the stinky people go? Burning Man?
Usually ones that have raccoon tails.
Or ladies with a lot of pit hair. I'm not talking about a little bit where it's kind of
really
hot,
pretty.
But like a lot.
That's where they actually tape the podcast, Fishnets and Pit Hair. It's there.
Is that where it is?
Yep.
Smash that like button.
Smash it.
We got a patron.
But here's this is the strangest thing. There's a plethora of different bands. Megadeth will be there.
Oh, Dave.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Hozier. Another Dave.
Avril Lavigne.
People like Hozier. He's over with Hot Women.
Oh, really?
I like him. Yeah. So the headliners.
Thinking pantyhose.
I just think he's got kind of a sexy, deep voice, you know? Singing his little love songs to
Big
me.
Irish guy.
You should hear that one guy in Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, yeah?
Elvira.
Papa Mau Mau.
Papa Mau Mau.
Probably what Jethro sounds like first thing in the morning.
Morning. Morning, Julie. That's what it's me, Jethro. What
do you know?
Let's crack a line.
Have you seen my shoes? Because I hate them. I ain't wearing them.
Well, there are headliners like Luke Combs, Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler, the Creator, and Hozier. But the weird thing about that is ICP will be there this year at Bonnaroo.
Oh,
Insane
God.
Clown Posse. That would be like a different group out there in the middle of Tennessee.
It's going to be an interesting crowd. Juggalos and everybody else is also high.
I know. I don't know what you call that group of, not I know Juggalos, but like the other ones where it's like bougie EDM kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bonnaroo is real I mean, you got a lot of the corporate types who like to go out there and enjoy the VIP and in and out for the day.
Yeah, so Marcus King will be there on the same day ICP will be there, Green Velvet.
Marcus King is so ugly.
I got to tell you,
that's not nice.
I did not know his fame is what it is. I had no clue.
What, Marcus King?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this guy's a lot bigger than I thought he was.
Oh, yeah. Very good. You did say he was ugly, though.
Well, he looks like a couple of middle school girls I went to school with.
Were they not attractive?
Well, at the time, no.
Oh, okay. They probably are now.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be attractive at one point in your life. It might be as a baby, but at some point, everybody's got a little hotness.
It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. It could start really good and go downhill.
No, yeah, and it could be the opposite, too, if you were, you know.
That's me.
If you're the good-looking kid growing up, you could get the acne.
I was ugly as a kid.
Well, yeah, because you had the, you know, state trooper haircut. And
King Gizzard will be there, too.
Oh, my God.
Stop the world. All right.
What about Queen Shetland? Will she be in the house?
Avril Lavigne. I said that already.
Oh, my bad. That was her nickname.
Nelly.
So how do you decide who's going to get the main stage? I bet Avril Lavigne would have a big crowd.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you have to put
that
her
just
up
sounds
there.
Awful, does it not?
Why? Just so many people, so many decisions.
Too much hodgepodge of everything.
Yeah, and you got all the, you know, quote unquote baby bands. I'm just trying to see. Like, I've heard maybe a couple headliners and the names that she's mentioned.
Yeah.
So the festivals start on June 12th. That's when ICP will be there on that Thursday. And it goes through the 15th in Manchester, Tennessee. So in the middle of June, it's going to be pretty hot out there.
I wonder if somebody hits all of them. You got that one. You had the one in Virginia. I forgot the name of it. You know, the Rocklahoma. That one, right?
That should be in Oklahoma.
Or is that Rock on the Range? Is that where that is? And I got it mixed up.
I don't know.
There's a lot of them.
What? Pardon. Kid Rock has Rock the Country or whatever. That's
that's coming
in July.
Yeah, Nickelback.
Here in Anderson with Nickelback.
Yeah. Nickelback, Kid Rock. That's a two-day thing. Yeah. And I forget who else is on it, but they parked them at the mall with shuttles. That was a big crowd. Big crowd.
Parked at what mall?
Anderson Mall, because you couldn't get close. So the shuttles were back and forth. You could walk, but you couldn't park.
Who wants to do that?
Well, actually, they had RVs out there. I don't know how people got the RVs that early, but, you know, they parked out and watched Kid Rock and Miranda Lambert, I think, was there last year.
Yeah.
Big crowds.
Big. I don't like festivals.
Nah, I mean, really don't.
If you could, like, a la carte them, like, you know, I really want to see this band, but only, you know, they're playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Like, I don't want to pay for all of Saturday just to see the one band and leave.
I want a guaranteed, like, covered space.
Absolutely,
with a bathroom.
Yep. I don't do it sounds bougie, and you know what? I'll own it. It is. I don't go to things unless I have good seats. Uh-huh. And that's not a bouginess. I don't want crap seats. I don't want to look straight down on something. I don't want to look straight up at something. I don't want to watch it on a screen. Otherwise, I'm not going.
I like CCMB.
I just Jack A. Harried you with a snap.
I Al Williams you too and just looked at it. CCMB is nice because you take a blanket out there and just throw it out in the grass, and if the weather's good, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah, but then you're listening to the concert. You not really are watching it because you can't unless you have, like, the vision of a hawk. Not that oral sex girl. I'm talking about the animal.
Yeah.
All right.
Not the crypto.
No, watch that stuff.
Well, it looks like it's interesting all the same, but I don't think I can stand in the sun that long.
No.
Long with that.
Even if you get a beer, I mean, you're going to sweat it out. Like, well, that was a waste of 30 bucks.
And then that stinky sweat, beer sweats.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
You're going to fart a lot, too, because, you know, you had beer.
You got to
get a hot dog. You're going to have hot dog and beer farts when there's, like, hot women walking around.
Yikes. Well, they're doing it, too, so everybody's kind of in the same little...
Yeah, it's just a sun thing for me. And then I remember having to stand out in the sun when we went to the NASCAR race. I don't know if it was like in the spring or whenever we went, but just sitting out there on the
aluminum
was brutal.
Jug was great because he let you come in and out of the trailer. But, I mean, it kind of got packed. I'm like, I don't want to hog up all the air, but it's hot up here in Charlotte in July. I don't want
to sat in the RV with his mom watching the race. I swear to God, I felt like such
not sit out there in the sun.
Whatever. But it was so hot. I want to say that was Bristol. This happened at, but it was so hot. And the race is going on outside of the RV that we're in, and we're watching on TV.
That would be me.
He's like, you want to put on the headset? And go stay. No, that's like 112 over there.
That's when we saw Carl Edwards. I'm like, that's a big boy.
Carl Edwards and, that was Pawn Stars Day too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got to sit in the driver's meeting. Those were big guys. Keselowski, Bush, those were big dudes. Logano's big. Some size.
I was just miserable. All right.
It was just too hot.
I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
That jug listening right now. Yeah, but I'm wearing a suit made of asbestos and flannel or whatever those things are. Sitting there marinating his own urine. I mean, it's got to be the situation. He never owns up to that, but I mean, you have to.
Or you got a trap door, you can just let it out of the, it runs down your leg. Into
like
the
truckers
trap.
Have?
They got to.
Old truckers used to, not catheters, but they would be some kind of, they used to sell them at truck stops. Maybe like a Wizenator, but it was something that,
oh God,
you could have it go down into the door of the truck.
Well, now it's a separate cup. They got their big diamond plate tumblers, and well, this is my pee cup, guys.
Yeah,
this is my dip cup, my pee cup, my cup.
Why are you drinking pickle juice?
Nah,
no.
Oh.
I'm not. You are. Right. We're gonna take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more.
It's like, you know, there's a lot going on. It's just hard to kind of pinpoint just one thing.
Man, you're not kidding. So many different things. But I also don't want to feed into that, too. Like I was thinking yesterday, I tried to watch the news. I'm not anti-news, by the way, but in a way I am, because
I watch it from a different angle now.
How? Tell me. Because how do you watch it without thinking, this is, I feel like, whoever they are, you know, we always talk about they're doing this to do this to us. They feed off of worry and stress.
Yeah. I watch it with more pessimicity.
I don't think that's a word. Pessimism.
Are you sure?
Pessimism.
That doesn't sound like one. Pessimicity.
That's not a word. Pessimism. Pessimism.
What's the one you said earlier? Risky business.
Risky business. Like Google.
Exactly.
It.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Texted. My phone still won't accept that as a verb. Texted. Texted. Yeah, text message. No, I texted them. I would never say text message.
I texted.
All right.
I hate that too.
Yeah.
Risky business.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know this one.
For real?
Yeah, I did. I can't place it. Sounds like I'm on drugs.
It's when I like to sing. I have no idea what the lyrics are. I have no idea what he's saying. But I sing along like I do. It sounds a little bit like an old school kind of song. I don't know. I like it. A
lot of misheard lyrics.
It really is. It's As Soon As Possible, Rocky.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rihanna.
It ain't Ferg. Uncle Ferg.
I sound like a bear who's stuck in a trap, and it's like I'm on my last breath.
Hey, boo-boo, what are you getting out of this trap?
Hey, come again.
This picnic basket turned out to be a bait trap.
I don't know how accessible it is for you, Fat Boy. Someone is asking for a quick... It says, can you play the quick clip of the girl singing Gnarls Barkley?
Oh, yeah, I got that for you. Hang on a sec.
I don't know what it is. I bet you people at the concert are singing along and they have no clue what they're singing either.
You ready?
Yeah.
Maybe ready for it.
I remember when I lost my mind. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. If Gnarls Barkley reunites, I don't know if they're on the outs or not, but if they reunite, they should bring her as like the hype person.
So I can't remember who else was in it besides Slo.
CeeLo and I can't remember that guy's name.
Charles Barkley?
No, it was you know, there's this group of dudes that were like most of them ended up being trust fund babies, but they would come out as producers. Like Mark Ronson is one of them.
Oh yeah.
Where they produce it, but they're in the video too. It's like the first producers like Quincy Jones and stuff, they would just be in the background. You wouldn't even know unless the song won an award if they were even involved.
You know who the first one was?
Mike Will Made It?
No, I remember the old Suge Knight speech at the Source Awards? Ain't got to worry about a producer putting himself all in the video.
Oh.
Being all on the album.
That was Heat on Dre, though, right?
It was Heat on Diddy.
What's it really?
So he's talking to.
Oh, wow.
Putting himself all on the record, all in the video.
Wow.
Come to Death Row. Yeah, it was all on Diddy.
What's the latest on Diddy? Anything?
I don't know, man. I know the trial starts in May, but they're...
Watch him get out because they have to free all the criminals because it's near the fire.
I don't think they've gotten the subpoenas yet or any of that stage.
I'll tell you, one of the most... You know what? I say I'm such a critic. I'm such a hypocrite, too. I sit here and talk about, in a gentle way, like... I use the example of how if it's a mother goose bringing her geese across the road... People on both sides of the traffic will 9 times out of 10 smile and just kind of like pause and say, oh, that's so sweet. But then if it's people, if it's a woman walking her kids across, you're not going to be as gentle with it.
No.
And I realize I assume there's been loss of life with the California stuff.
I think 2 people have died officially.
I thought it was 5.
That's 5? Okay.
Well, that's 2 or 5 too many.
Yeah.
But I saw this one ranch, and again, oh, that's only because you got... I saw this one ranch where they were having to just release their horses into the wild. Because they're like, we have no way to get them out of here, so at least we're going to take a chance. And I'm like, God bless.
Well, it's better than keeping them trapped, you know, and let them...
Well, you know what's bad to think, too?
Captain Obvious, played by Paige Patel Laskowski.
And you being a farm owner, Matt, I'm sure it would go through your mind. There goes money. Like, that's what you got to think, right? It's going to factor in a little bit, like, oh, my God, there goes money just walking out the... And a lot of money, evidently, when it comes to burying a horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
The koalas in Australia, when they burned up, remember that?
No.
Making me sad.
Remember the big, the Australian fires because their seasons are opposite of ours?
Yeah.
What was this, 2 or 3 years ago? A lot of Australia was on fire and the koalas.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But then that went away real quick. The continent was on fire, like all of it. And then it was like,
obviously, it's not a story when it stops. It's good that it stops. But, that's what I want to know. How does it stop?
Yeah.
You know,
hopefully.
We have controlled burns a lot in this area, throughout most of the South. And even in Gatlinburg, when it burned, somebody started that one, but still.
Yeah.
They, do a lot more controlled burns. But even with those, you got to worry, oh my God, this could spread. It could take off. And then we just, what do you do? Can't stop it. Houses we saw, man, were red hot. Like everything's just like bright orange. It's like, Jesus. The temperatures have got to be ridiculous out there, even close to the fire.
And the air quality, you could smell the smoke.
God, man. Thoughts with
you? Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
For sure. It's just like, gosh, why would you rebuild there to live?
Which season would you, disaster would you rather deal with? Because they say you're going to have one of the three or four. Floods,
tornadoes,
hurricanes, and the fires.
Can I just say none of them?
Nope.
I don't want to pick one.
Well, like right now, you can't. The way the earth is actually getting hotter, and they're saying, another 25 years.
Oh, here we go with this guy.
The Southeast is going to be one of the hottest, consistent regions in the country, especially during the summer. They're saying too hot to host an Olympics. They're saying the actual Earth's core temperature is 2 degrees hotter now than it was 30 years ago. I don't know how you measure that, really.
Exactly. That's where they get you. they tell you, the Earth's core, it's 2 degrees. I'm like, well, how? And then they start throwing their big words at you, like, all right, fine. Sure, you know that. But the other day they said, we just found out our galaxy's 1.3 billion years older than we thought it was.
That's a big jump.
Good
Lord.
How could
you make that mistake? But
not just a billion, 1.3 billion. I'm paraphrasing that number. It was a great giant number, but
some people only believe it's, thousands of years old. We can't agree on that point,
Well, you know what? Good little thing. I heard an interaction in a store. God, no. Yesterday was, what day is it? Thursday? It was Monday. And it was something about BC, not the great headache powder, but the way they used to talk about years, and then AD. And the woman said the other one, what was BC? What did that stand for? And the woman stood there for a minute, and they kind of look at me. I'm not eavesdropping. I'm standing in line. And they kind of look at me like they're almost listening seeing if I'm listening to them. And she says, well, most people know that it's before Christ.
Yeah.
That's what I thought immediately when I first heard it. BC.
But then they're
actually, I thought goodies.
AD after death.
But if most of the world does not believe in that
or not taught it,
why would they go along with that?
Did you see what's happening in Iran since the regime change? They're going to change the whole educational system. They're going to eliminate the Big Bang Theory, a lot of topics, subjects they just weren't going to address and discuss. And it's causing an uproar, look, the teachers should be deciding what gets taught or whatnot, not the new government that's not really installed yet. So,
well, that's...
Some people won't even, we all won't be on the same plane as far as what we've been exposed to.
Right? Isn't it amazing that everybody, I've said this a bunch of times, how everybody in the world agrees what time it is, with time zones or even what year it is or the date. And I know there's that one village in somewhere where they say it's year 9000. That's probably a little bit closer to the truth. I don't know, truthfully.
But how far back do you want to go, too, is the question. As far as, historically with anything.
1989.
Really, you only can possess so much knowledge.
But it screws everything. You've seen Hot Tub Time Machine. If you go back and you know the future and you use it, you turn into Biff.
Yep, Back to the Future rules apply.
It's gonna stay in the Biff Towers.
Yeah. Hey, Dang it, we have time for it here. You know what tomorrow is, right?
Dude, I thought you had a bathroom run.
No. I know.
Because you grabbed your tummy area. You're like, ow,
oh,
ooh.
Oh, ow.
I just reminded me of something I was going to pop in here, but we got a little late, which is fine. But, you know, tomorrow's the FOF line.
First one in 3 weeks.
And it's hopping. It's got some action on it. But we got
Christmas stuff on it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
All those that came through.
Oh, man, there's somebody who's a member of the show that gets lambasted. I mean, just drugged through the mud. So that's going to be a good one.
A current member?
I say an associate, not like a capo at the table right now.
Wow.
Somebody involved with the show. Oh. But there was one in there that, you know, probably needs some extra attention.
Yeah.
That I pulled to the side if you want to.
It's okay.
It's more of an advice thing.
Don't play it off the air. I want to hear it live when everybody else.
Okay.
I want to be like, oh, okay. Like a first listen kind of thing.
We can help this dude out. What situation he's got.
Uh-oh.
Which, look, may seem trivial to you when you hear it, but I think there's a couple points to it as far as, you know, what we can tell the guy to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Really needs us.
Wow.
Came back early, to be honest with you. Like a couple weeks early. Just help this guy out.
Oh, well, that wasn't never going to happen. Dude, this right here is very sad. I mentioned...
This text
better not be, like, jerking at my heartstrings or messing with anyone else by seeing this.
Steak and Ale closed again.
No. A stable released some horses, and the horses trampled over the people that released the horses, and that's one of the deaths was trampled by their own horses that they released.
Jesus. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, good Lord.
Where's the horse going to go?
Where's the good news?
I mean, overall, really, where is it?
Starts on Inauguration Day. All right, we'll get to that voicemail next and pick it all up back together. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now. The Rise Guys keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. All right, so this was left on the FOF line voicemail.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Which we will be playing the first one of tomorrow morning. So that's a little horizontal teasing, I believe you called that.
Yes, sir. Scott needs some advice.
Okay.
He's like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know where else to call. You can call the FOF for anything. We'll find use for it. If it's good.
Yes, only if Fatboy deems it worth playing.
Oh, boy.
All right, yeah, we've not heard that. Fatboy's the only one that's heard this, so we will listen and throw out some advice on this.
I need some advice. I want to take my wife to the Raw event in Charlotte, but I don't know what seats are good. I need some good seats, and I want to know what y'all think are the best seats. I really want y'all's help because y'all know wrestling. For her birthday, we love wrestling. And yes, money is a problem, but it's not that big a problem. I want to get the most bang for my buck, and I want y'all's opinion. I just looked at the damn seating chart, and I'm not sure what would be good seats. There's lots available. Please help me. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds like a simple question, but
I just had said a little moment ago how it's not even bougie. It's just a preference of. I only want to go somewhere. Like, I'll give you an example. Our friend in the promotions game, he'll send an email, hey, I've got some last-minute tickets to this event if anyone wants to go. And I will write back to said promotional guru and say, where are the seats? He just said, these are free if you'd like to go. And I'm like, where are the seats?
Now, every now and again, occasionally, he'll kind of put where a couple of them are.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I don't know.
But at wrestling, it's far. I'm even more bougier when it comes to that.
Like,
I don't want to go to an event and watch anything on a screen.
Do you want to be that close to the action, though?
Damn right.
Okay.
Like, it's different. Like, with football, I think you sit too close, it's a waste of money.
It is.
Yeah.
Is this the only gift? That's going to determine how much money you spend, right?
Has this already happened?
No, it's coming up in February. I looked at the calendar.
Oh, so they're going to have Netflix. That's going to be a different seating chart now then.
Yep. So you're going to Spectrum Center. It's going to be a little – it's a big arena. But you're going to – look, the other thing is if you get close, which you would want to at wrestling,
mm-hmm.
you spend a lot of money. Is that going to, you know, play a factor?
That's the thing. He's later? Like, money is an issue, but it's also not that big of an issue. It's like, well, I'd need a dollar amount because, I mean, it – You want to say, if they're both fans, she's probably got her favorites, and it would make her night if she got a high five or, mm-hmm. you know, the way they do that. But think about that. You're on the aisle, so you get to high five them only when they're walking up and down. But otherwise, you have pretty bad seats because you're looking over 25-plus heads to the ring. That's where I would say if you can't get floor, go 2 to 3 rows up.
Yeah, that's probably the best spot.
You're going to be up looking up right above the top of the top ropes.
Even with ringside, you're going to get, you know, you're not going to be as close
bad
as
bad ringside.
Think. Yeah. The other thing is there are a lot
hear
more.
Hear that, D'Angelo Williams? That's my favorite story ever.
God.
Of big time in a Carolina Panther.
He deserved it, too.
Because he was kind of a prick to us when we did that show. I'm sure he's a sweetheart of a man now, but...
Was that the mini helmets?
Yeah, that was him. And we go to Raw at the I think it was the Well then, the Bonscore Wellness Arena, and we're front row and look back and there's Carolina Panthers 3 rows back behind us and I see D'Angelo Williams. I was like, what's up, D-Dub?
Mini helmets.
I'm up here on front row, money mini helmets.
Do you remember mini helmets when it happened? We were kind of shocked and our Panthers liaison that worked for the team is like, he's kind of like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He's fine. Is he still playing ball? No.
No.
Can't be.
I don't know if he's still wrestling or not.
I would say you...
A lot of people pay for an experience now, which I don't get. I'm going to be honest with you. And I feel like if you're going to pay, I'll say hundreds of bucks a piece for... You're paying for a 3-hour show.
But... The defining, see, I know what you're saying by that because, you know, that's that generational thing where, like the guy the other day, he's like, I live a very minimal lifestyle, but I love to travel and have those experiences. But define the word, a vacation to anywhere is an experience. I mean, an experience, like that's a memory.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, if you, I'm thinking
there's
about
a golden band
from like the perspective of what's tangible. But that's just something like you just like a keepsake.
That's a good point. Like even I still kind of get pissed that you don't get ticket stubs from shows anymore.
Oh yeah. To put in your memory book.
Or just to say, I paid $800 to go to this concert. I got a screenshot of when I bought them.
Yeah, so it was a conversation piece, a collectible, all that stuff.
All that's gone.
Now it's straight to your phone.
Yeah.
I just don't, look, maybe I need to shift my way of thinking. I just don't see like it being worth the money to experience something for a few hours. But maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Too old school about it.
When you went to see... There's a text actually about this. Good for y'all. It's probably Party Man Dan. But Fatboy went to see U2 in Boston. But you were already in Boston.
Yeah, that was...
You didn't go to that for that.
Yeah, that ended up being like a 3 or 4 day trip. Yeah. But you know what? Even with... I guess you could say that was an experience. I can't point at some tangible thing and say, well, that's where that came from in Boston. You know, it was... So maybe that did work out that way. I know people for Christmas now, they don't give gifts. Some of them will just, you know, the whole family goes on vacation. And they're like, you know, it worked out better. That was the gift. Everybody was here together.
If my family went on vacation together during Christmas, that would be the last Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
They just want to sit around and, you know, exchange the gifts. They don't even do that on these vacations. They just, that's the whole present.
That's a family who drinks together, too. I mean, it is. Like, it just is.
Oh, that's weird.
Why?
I'm just always going to be weirded out about it. Like, I would never, like, you know, go up to my son and say, hey, like,
I don't meet,
here's
well,
the beer.
Even when he's of age?
Yeah, I couldn't get over seeing it. Like,
really?
You shouldn't be doing that. Like, parenting the whole time. Like, this is odd to watch you drink right now. Stop.
But you want it, like, you're both adults pretending to be something you're not. When, like, on vacation around the holidays or whatever, if you want to throw one back, the ease of being who you are in real is...
I just don't think you can be a parent and a friend. Like, I don't see how those mix. Like, I'm going to be on his ass about drinking as soon as I see him do it.
But I'm talking about when they're of age and they're adults, especially once they become, like, a parent themselves.
Yeah. Like, well, even then.
I mean, I can understand if it's at a dinner or something and you let them drink. And they're not getting drunk, but just to sit there and get hammered, I couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, everything in moderation. I'm not talking about just going and getting slosh buckled.
I don't know what type of getting hammered she's talking about, though.
You were out getting hammered while I was at home getting nailed.
Not that. You know what I mean.
I say buy the tickets, dude. Go all in. If money's kind of a factor, but not really, get some good ones. Maybe she'll remember. Maybe that's what women like anyway, more experiences.
Yeah.
They're getting out of the things thing.
Yeah. Living life.
Plus, you know, she's all hot and turned on by hot dudes.
See,
walking there.
I'm trying to, like, even Google the tickets for that. And the way it's all set up now is I'm just getting pushed to all these different third-party sites.
Yes.
I can't find out what the actual original even price was.
And they all fight over each other. It's like 4 or 5 that pop up before you even get to the T-Master.
Huh. You know how they show in there that you can go walk down the Raw runway or whatever? That's an additional ticket.
Oh, like a meet and greet?
Apparently, this is what it says here. That's an additional ticket to go down the ramp. God bless.
Just to walk down it?
Yeah.
I got to have my own Titantron if I'm paying for it. I mean,
fat boy.
Scott Steiner would cut a promo with you. He'd let you say whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
He'd join it with you.
Well, TNA used to let him do the same.
$20, he'll say whatever you want.
Speaking of TNA, total nonstop action. Now, you thought I was talking about your breasts and butt. I was not.
We're not allowed
all.
To.
Not no, allowed to do that. So shame on you for thinking
about his
like
breasts
that.
Like that.
Well, I apologize.
You know what? She just transferred it, and that was a video, too, that you missed.
That's right. You should have went to HR before you even did that.
Yeah.
But it's not Tuesday, so that's not possible.
Okay.
What are you working on in that Plex?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about what Diddy is doing and who is he jealous of next in your Rise Guys headlines.
God, man. He comes up a lot. It gives me a weird feeling like he's just going to beat all this. Where there will be a lot of important people that don't testify.
Right. There's already so many documentaries about this, which is strange to me. A documentary about an ongoing, like, life in the now kind of going on. And I saw yesterday a little promo air for a documentary about Luigi. What's his name?
Mangione.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, it showed him looking all, you know, like he's got a backpack on. He's got the six-pack abs.
That's
whatever.
That twunk picture.
And there's a little heart on there. And I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? What time's it? Come on. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.